Lamanatseach Alashminas, Mizmar the David. Perek Yud Beis in Tehillim, Perek 12. This is a song on the instrument, on the harp with 8 strings, Mizmar the David, a song for David. Now in this perek, we will be discussing the evils of Lashon Hara, Lishna Bisha, Lishna Tlisoi. As the Chazal call it, they call it the language of threes because it kills three people. It kills the person who's saying it, he kills the person who's hearing it, and it kills the person who is said about. So we know, the Chazal tell us, that this is one of the three averas, the three terrible averas, that everyone does every day. No one can escape from this avera. We just must increase our sensitivity to try to keep away from it to the best of our ability. We are told that someone who speaks Lashon Hara is just as if he had committed the three cardinal sins, Gilirayas, having immoral sexual conduct, Shlichas Damim, killing somebody, and Avodah Zarah, idol worshipery. So we pray, Hoshia Hashem, help Hashem, Kigama Chosid, because there are no more good people, Kifasu Emunim Ibnei Adam, because the trustworthiness has left, is finished from human beings. I may note that the word fasu, meaning ended, if you switch around the letters, it becomes safu, a more familiar word, means ended. And the word fasu, this is the only use in the Tanakh of this word. Pasuk Gimel, shav lies yedabru ish esriyeho. A man speaks with his friend. Now, the Targum is Imchavre, with his friend. However, the Tehillim says, Esriyahu, the friend. So why then does the Tehillim not say, Ish Imriyahu, a man speaks lies with his friend? So perhaps one could answer that when one speaks lies, he's not forming a bond with his friend. He is actually hurting his friend, and he's seeking to destroy his friend. You are speaking Esriyahu, Svas Chalakos, smooth speech. As we are told, we have this expression, he's a smooth talker. And, oh, it slipped out. That I don't know how it happened, but it just slipped out. Actually, speech is a flow of sounds, and they're actually chopped up hot air. You produce hot air from your lungs. They come and your tongue and your articulators chop up these into words. So speech is just chopped up hot air. However, there's a funny thing with this chopped up hot air, that once you release it from your mouth, it can have very devastating effects, and you cannot retrieve it. You cannot retrieve this chopped up hot air if it hurts somebody's feelings or it does other damage. Alev, they plan evil in the heart. Alev, then they speak their evil, their lies, yidaberu. Yachres Hashem, kasif sechalakos. Hashem should cut down all the smooth talkers, all the smooth speech, lushen, midaberes, gedolos, the language that speaks greatness. Now, why does the Tanakh say greatness? Lashon Hara is great? Impressive, maybe. devastating, maybe, but why great? Perhaps we can answer that. Why does somebody speak Lashon Hara? Why do they look to put down somebody else, if not to gadol themselves, if not to megadol themselves, if not to make themselves great? Do you think he's so good? Let me tell you something about him. He's no good. You know who's good? Me. I'm moral. I'm great. So the Lashon Hara is to knock down the other person, to make yourself a false sense of greatness. And that's the benefit somebody has from Lashon Hara. That it's not a benefit because somebody doesn't have air, it's never a benefit. But he does it because he never feels so low about himself that he has to knock down others for him to feel great. Asher Amru, those evil people say, I may point out that the Targumin says, min de kofrin beikra, those people who don't believe in God. And we are told that somebody who speaks Lashon Hara, he's not believing in God, or else he wouldn't do it. My Rebbe, Rabbi Shlomo Mendelssohn Shlita, once said that if somebody speaks Lashon Hara, you notice what he does? He looks from one side to see if anybody's listening. He looks to the other side to see if anybody's listening. And then he says his Lashon Hara. But the person doesn't look up. He doesn't look up to Shemayim to see that God is watching him. So therefore, when a person says Lashon Hara, the Tehillim says that L'shonenu Nagbir, we will get empowered with our tongues. Sifasenu itano, our lips are with us. Sifasenu itano, our lips are with us. Mi adon lanu, who can tell us what to do? In other words, we feel empowered. That's why a person says Lashon Hara. The Chazal learned Lishonenu, Lil Shonenu. If we take that word Lil Shonenu and we split it up, we have Lishon, which is the Lashon Hara, and then we have Shonenu. Let's learn Torah, Shinantam. If a person wants to learn, say Lashon Hara, he should rather say Divrei Torah, and that will protect him from the Lashon Hara. Mishod Aniyim, from the destruction of the Aniyim. Me'en Kasev Yonim, from the cries, the wailing of the poor mendicant. Ata akum yomer Hashem. Now I will arise, Hashem says. Ashish b'yesha. I will give good to the tzaddikim. I will give good to my nation. Yafiach lo, and turn to do evil to the rishayim. Imros Hashem, amoros tahoros. The words of Hashem are pure words. In Lashon Kodesh, there are no harsh words. The Torah goes out of its way to say lo tahar, even though it says the word tameh, it says lo tahar, to teach us a person should speak nicely. A person should say positive things. And even when we talk about sensitive subjects, the Torah uses euphemisms, such as a man knew his wife and she became pregnant. The Torah is not gross and grub. Kesef tzaruf, just like it's a purified silver, the alil oritz in a kiln on the earth. That is a simple explanation from the Targum. Mezukach shevasayim, purified seven times. We are told that HaKadosh Baruch Hu reviewed the Torah seven times before these words were given out. Ata Hashem Tishmarim, you Hashem have to protect us. Titzrenu, protect us min adar zu l'olam, from this evil generation who speaks Lashon Hara forever. Saviv Rishaim is halachun, around. They travel around, the evil people travel around. Karum Zulut Zulus, just as a bloodsucker, Livnei Adam, who wants to suck out the blood of a human being. And of course, the Chazal learned many drushes on this kurum, just like a room, just like to elevate. Many times a person is lowly, and from the low position, he is able to elevate himself. Livnei Adam, to become a fine and upstanding human being. Some people we had little confidence in, they end up attaining greatness. Even though people look at them as worms, as small, they become great. So we hope that we can move on, become great, and attain a certain greatness by watching our tongues and watching our speech. And Hashem should help us in all our ways.